science does not show that God seeded the earth with life.
Well, it shows that abiogenesis is so improbable that I can say that it's impossible. Because that's a useful...
It's actually not how that works.
That's a useful... Let me give you just a short analogy, please.
Let's I don't care about your analogy because you're doing an argument from ignorance. I don't know how the internet works. Therefore, it's leprechauns.
Flip a coin, have it land on heads 10 times in a row. Now, we can write down the probability.
Your incredulity is not evidence. It's not even an argument.
It's astronomical. It would take... I mean,
your incredulity is not evidence or an argument.
And flip it the 60 trillion times or whatever. Because even if you do, it's not going to happen. The usefulness of the data is that it didn't...
Your incredulity is not evidence, nor is it an argument.
A lot of different things.
You literally can't even hear me, can you?
What life is and the function of life and how it works as an integrated system, we can look at the probability and we can say...
There.
Science won't tell you. Science won't tell you. I am. I'm telling you it's impossible. It is impossible.
Yeah, I'm hearing you say that it's impossible, but what you're not hearing is the fact that your inability to comprehend it is not evidence or an argument.
Not possible.
Says who?
So we're left with God.
No, we're literally... what are the odds that God did it?
I just now turned up the volume, so I didn't hear anything until now.
What are the odds that God did it?
Saying, but I'm sure I got it. Well, we've eliminated abiogenesis. What's the chance?
You haven't
of anything?
Done that.
We don't have any,
what are the odds that God did
possibility.
It?
You can't conceive of anything else.
What are the odds that God did it?
Other than God, because we've eliminated...
I will accept percents or fractions. What are the odds that God did it?
He's crashing out, guys. He doesn't want to hear the explanation. He doesn't like being ignored. He's on mute. The volume turned down. Volume is turned down. So.
As a reminder, I will accept percentages or fractions.
Okay, now I can hear you. What were you saying?
Holy
I was talking,
shit.
So I muted you. I turned down the volume because you're...
What are the odds that God did it?
So it's 100% because abiogenesis is eliminated, and that's your only conceivable option other than God. Spermia is a valid response. Actually, that's my position. I believe that we were seeded, but by God de facto, his celestial beings, which you can
call
them aliens,
of that
mockingly,
do you have?
I guess, but that's fine.
What does life made naturalistically look like, and what does life made by God look like?
Have you ever heard of Luka? Have you ever heard of Luka? That's my
Luka Doncic. Yeah, he's my favorite basketball player. Anyways, the question is, what would life made by God look like, and then what would life that arrived naturally look like? What would be the difference between what they would look like? And Mary Spanks missed to all.
Common ancestor, or whatever. It's the last known common ancestor, so
from Slovenia, I know. But anyways, what would life created by God look like versus what would life created, but that forms naturally looked like? Tell me what the difference between organisms that form naturally and organisms created by God. Tell me the difference between how they are, what they look like.
Pathway. You haven't, you haven't demonstrated,
I haven't demonstrated a pathway. Oh, how did God do it? I need you to demonstrate a pathway. Otherwise, it happened naturally.
Panspermia. That's your only option. You agree. We already agreed. You said it earlier. Panspermia. And that
so
is,
like
and
when John Denver
position,
when John
seated.
Denver said, "Thank God I'm a country boy. I wake up and I put cakes on the griddle." You skeet into a griddle. That's what you do. That's your claim. You're a skeeter eater.
He's crashing out, guys.
Bro's
he's
a skeeter
a
eater. So I need you to provide me a mechanism I couldn't stay in character. After more than 1,000 debates, I've compiled all the knowledge you need to debunk the arguments you hear from my guests into a book. Rational Answers to Stupid Questions covers evolution, the Big Bang, creationism, flat earth, and more. Order using the link below, and I will personally sign and ship you a copy today. But misinformation comes in many forms. My other book, Facts That Aren't True, debunks hundreds of false claims ranging from the human body, history, nature, animal facts, and more. I promise you'll find something in here that you've been wrong about for years.
I need you to provide a mechanism,
otherwise the naturalistic explanation is true. Provide a mechanism?
What?
What? I need you to provide a mechanism for how God did it.
Panspermia.
That's not a mechanism. That's just a word. Provide the mechanism.
That's what you said. That's what you said.
Yes, I did say that's just a word.
And I sincerely mean that.
So could you provide a mechanism?
Panspermia.
Okay, explain. Okay, well, let me ask a different question because you don't have the goods for dealing with this.
Is panspermia a mechanism? Yes or yes?
If I said, oh, how did life get here? Through abiogenesis. Yes. Panspermia literally explains nothing. If somebody says, hey, where did giraffes come from? And then you said, there are giraffes in the zoo. No, I want to know, where do giraffes come from? Yeah, there's giraffes in the zoo. No, they took them from Africa and brought them to the zoo. No, I want to know where giraffes came from. How did giraffes come to exist in the world? Yeah, they're in the zoo. So the panspermia non-explanation that you're giving is the equivalent to that. That just says, oh, there already is life, and then it arrives on Earth. Assuming you're not talking about how you make jizz pancakes in the morning, which is, I think, what you meant originally. But assuming we're not talking about you being a skeeter eater and eating spank cakes, assuming we're not talking about that, then when you say abiogenesis, you're just saying, yeah, the life already exists and then it comes to Earth. Get it comes? That's kind of like right up your alley, right? No, we're trying to investigate. We would need to then figure out, okay, where did the life that's on the meteorite come from? So, explain in your view how life comes into being. Get it comes? Because if you can't provide a mechanism, yeah, then the naturalistic explanation wins.
So this way I answer it. So science has its limit. Science doesn't answer this question. Apparently,
the limit does not exist. Watch a fucking movie for once, okay? The limit does not exist. So provide a mechanism.
Tell us how improbable abiogenesis.
Provide a mechanism, please.
How improbable that it's impossible.
Provide a mechanism, please.
It's a coward that's muting me. So
provide a mechanism, please.
He's crashing out. He's too afraid to hear my answer. I keep getting muted.
Provide a mechanism, please.
We get into the realm of history. How? What's your personal theology? How do you answer the big questions? Because I know that abiogenesis isn't the answer. And I'll tell you that I think God seeded the planet. And that's what the evidence shows as far as the science goes. We all came
from... Yeah, that's your claim. I'm asking for the mechanism. Mr. Skeeter Eater, could you please provide the mechanism for how God did it?
Let evolution do its thing. So that's my... that's my answer to
Mr. Skeeter Eater, could you please provide us with the mechanism for how God did it?
We know it's not abiogenesis.
Yeah, could you please provide the mechanism for how God did it? Chat, this is my impression. This is my impression of how History Hound here gets ready to make his breakfast.
I mean,
that's the sound of you whipping up a batch of batter to make your pancakes.
Gay man construction.
Gay man construction?
What
does that mean?
His last name.
What? What? I heard gay man construction and then something something last name. What? Could you provide a it keeps muting itself. I'm not even doing it. Could you provide a mechanism for how God did this?
I got kicked out of his own life. This has happened to me before.
Could you provide a mechanism?
Chat, can you hear me? Can you see Planet Peterson? Because
everybody can hear you. Could you provide a mechanism for how your God produced life?
STLE, this guy gets it. Is anybody up here? Can anybody hear what I'm saying? Give me a number one. Put number one in chat.
Okay. Goodbye. I don't get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.